This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1285. Do you have itchy feet? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from our listener, Barack from Turkey. What does it mean to say that you have itchy feet? And what are some other ways to express this need to explore? Get it all in today's episode.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
What is going on? Well, I have to hire a dog trainer.
Oh, no.
I know.
Things aren't going so well. What's the dog's name again? Your new dog? Tell us his name.
So we had Ozzy for like a few years, and now we got a new dog, Dixie, and you know, I need to train both of them, and now that we have two dogs, it is apparent that our lives will be easier if we train them. And you know what, like, I think the biggest motivation for me right now to get them trained is because I have some travel plans coming up, and these dogs need to be in check before I can leave them with anybody else.
Oh my gosh, for sure. For sure. It's so interesting. Once you get a second dog is when it becomes apparent that the first dog is not trained.
I know.
That's really
interesting. I mean, like, they could both sit, you know, like all the basic stuff I've done, but it's just like, if they're gonna, if I can't put them on someone else with a good conscience if they're not better behaved.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And yeah, we're also thinking about getting a dog here in the next 6 months or so here in Denver. But that is something that comes across my mind when I think about getting a dog, is I love to travel too.
Right?
So I love to take weekends away. This weekend I'm going to Seattle. I'm getting on a plane in like 7 hours and taking a weekend in Seattle.
What?
And I love, it's going to be so cool. So I'm going to be over in your neck of the woods,
That's
Jessica,
awesome.
This weekend. Yeah.
What so are you doing in Seattle?
So we're visiting some friends who are there, just, I don't know, you know, just doing the Seattle thing. I guess coffee shops is what we're going to be doing there.
There's honestly, I mean, I've been to Seattle a few times. I'm not a Seattle fan.
You don't like it so much.
Not a bunch to do there, really. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But just this idea, right, of getting out of your, out of a rut, getting out of your daily life and going somewhere new, no matter where you go, it does inspire a sense of, I don't know, freedom and like freshness, I think.
Oh, for sure. Guys, we all need to break the ruts that we get in, and travel is the most immediate and physical way to do that.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so glad, Jessica, that we got this awesome, awesome email from a listener, Barack from Turkey. And do you want to read part of the email and then the email from him, and then we'll answer his question?
Yes. Oh my God. My great pleasure. This is the sweetest, loveliest email. Okay. So Barack says, I am a junior studying English language teaching. I have a long way, 2 hours daily, to go to university. So I value my time with your podcasts. I've been listening to you, Michelle, and Jessica for quite a long time, maybe a year and a half. And
wow.
I thought, it's a long time. And I thought I should thank you at least via an email. So sweet. You are like the Three Musketeers. I love it so much. I enjoy your podcast. You do an awesome job. It's funny. understandable and sometimes challenging, but always interesting to listen to. Speaking was the elephant in the room for me for a long time. Let's stop here for example, like for a second. What does he mean that speaking was the elephant in the room?
Well, this is great. I actually think he's making a reference to one of our prior episodes, episode. So we did do, I have such a vague memory of when this was, but I know that with Michelle, we covered this idiom. So what does it mean for our listeners who missed that? It means that there's this thing, this problem in the room. It's not visible, but it's there. You know, Yes. You know it's there and no one is addressing it.
That's exactly. Yes, exactly. There's a big problem in the situation or between you and other people, but nobody's talking about it. okay, I love it. And then he goes, however, now I can march to the beat of a different drummer, thanks to you. Also an awesome idiom.
A reference. And I think also a reference to an episode that we did sometime in the last few months. So way to go, Barack.
Oh my God. I am so proud of Barack. I love this. All right. I feel that my listening and especially speaking skills have improved. I use a wide range of different vocab when I talk. I'm grateful to each of you for your huge effort. Before I finish, I'd like to ask you a question. I know that you have your hands full, but in case you will read this email, I will ask. The question is, what does to have itchy feet mean? As I understand from context, it's something to do with traveling, but I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, awesome question. Thank you, Barack. I love this whole email.
I know, I love this. And I love any excuse to talk about travel, right?
Yes. Oh my God.
So this is right up our alley here, Jessica. Yes.
Oh my gosh, so much. Okay, so itchy feet. I love this so much. It's very, this is one of those idioms that just have this picture in your head and you can remember the meaning, right? I love these idioms that are full of images. So it's like, you are uncomfortable where you are. Like you are really yearning to get moving. And usually that means like in a travel sense.
Yeah, for sure. And I think both of us, we can think of times in our lives when we felt itchy feet. Right, Jessica?
Gosh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I think I've had itchy feet lately in the past couple of months. Yeah. I've been really thinking like, okay, how can I fit some travel in? What can we do? It's difficult with the dogs, you know, like how can I make this happen?
Right.
But my itchy feet will be cured in 2020 because first you and I get to go to Denver. We'll talk about that more in another show, I'm sure. Yeah. And I turned 40 in January and I'm going to Mexico with my mom.
That's going to be amazing. And what a cool way to celebrate your 40th, right? I can't think of a better way.
Oh my God. It's going to be so awesome. I don't think you ever get itchy feet because you guys are always traveling.
We travel a lot. We travel. But I can think of times in my life, like in my 20s, I came back from Japan and I moved to New York. I got an apartment, great apartment, good rent on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And then all of a sudden, a year later, I was like, wait, I haven't seen South America. So I got itchy feet again and I gave up my rent-controlled apartment in Manhattan, which some people would say is crazy that you should never do. And I went traveling for a year South America because I had to listen to my itchy feet.
You do though. I think in one's 20s, one's feet are the itchiest.
Especially itchy. Absolutely. It's so true. I wonder why that is. I guess maybe it's just being young and wanting to see the world, right?
Yeah. And you can. You don't have dogs and children and responsibilities, right? Or a mortgage or whatever. Like, as an adult, you're tied to a place. But in your 20s, you shouldn't be tied to any place. Like, I remember I used to move once a year, usually to a new country. Like, I had itchy feet all the time. Yeah.
I'm so grateful for those years, though.
Oh, gosh,
you know what I mean? Because it does allow you to kind of like relax in your 30s a bit more and feel settled and feel good about being settled that you had those wandering years.
Totally, totally. Because if you don't experience that and go out into the world, then by the time you are sort of strapped into a life, you start feeling boxed in. And that's the next idiom to talk about, right? To feel boxed in. What does that mean?
Yeah, I love this. You guys need to write this down today. We're going to give you a handful of really good idioms, right, to answer Barack's question and to show you guys how to talk about feeling. Yeah, to feel boxed in basically means, well, you guys can imagine it. Think of a box. Think of being stuck in a box, right? That's how it feels. You feel like there are corners around you, you're limited, and you can't express yourself or get to know other parts of the world.
Yeah, you feel trapped. And it could be literal, like in your home kind of, right? Like that's why I need to travel and get away. But it could also be like in life, like in your situation. Like I feel boxed in. I can't get out of my job. I can't get out of this relationship, whatever. So we could use it to refer to a lot of different things, I think. But just this feeling of being trapped and not being able to break free.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next one, I love this, to be in a rut. This one I think is really interesting because we can get in a rut even when we're traveling.
Yes. Totally.
You know what I mean?
So do you have an example of that? Like what would it mean to be in a rut traveling? Because in a rut is just like I'm doing the same things all the time and I can't get out of this cycle. So usually that's like at home. So what would it be like traveling?
Oh, totally. So for example, if you're traveling long term, right, like I did in my 20s, I traveled long term to South America. I had a backpack and I had, you know, a small amount of money. And I just went from country to country. I spent about a month in each country.
Nice.
And, you know, Colombia, Ecuador, 3 months in Argentina, a month in Bolivia, 3 months in Guatemala. And but as I was traveling around each country, it started to feel like I was in a rut because in a sense, you were in new places, but you were doing the same thing. Like you're checking into your hostel. Where is your hostel? Yeah. How much does it cost? Negotiating the price, meeting the people. it's a good rut to be in, I guess, but you can still be in a rut. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
That makes me think that ruts are kind of mental in some ways because we have to do something in our minds to mix it up a little bit so we don't get stuck in that rut.
I think we might have talked about this on the IELTS side, this idea of being in a rut, but it does make me think of one of my favorite interviews in the Connected Communicator course with that artist in San Francisco and how he talks about how important it is to not be in a rut. Do something new every day, even if you're walking to the same place, walk in a different path, like choose a different way to get there. So like we can break out of a rut like just daily, but it has to be like conscientious. No, that's not what I want to say. You have to make a conscious decision. Yes. Intentional. That's it.
I'm glad you mentioned him. That artist was amazing. And the visual on that video is incredible.
Oh my God.
Like he's sitting immersed in his studio with his own art just around him. Guys, if you haven't joined the Connected Communicator yet to see this video and others, you should. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Okay, join
so
that
good.
Course.
Yeah. And if you are in the course, then you will have something new to do every day. So if somebody asks you, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You'll have exciting stuff to say. Yeah. You won't have to say the following. same old, or, oh, you know, just doing the same thing day in, day out. So those are the other two idioms.
Yeah, I know. These are good ones too. I mean, these are, you know, indicators that someone needs to try something new. They need to move somewhere. They need to travel or just mix it up a little bit. So they are, again, same old, right? Why? Uh-huh. So we repeat those two phrases together, right?
Yeah.
We say it twice, really.
So native. And for me, this is like, if I hear someone say, because I never say this. If I hear someone say this, it's like a red flag. I'm like, it's going to be a boring conversation then. Like, it's bad, but I'm super judgy when I hear people say this. But so it's like, you're just doing the same thing every single day. And I know sometimes we can't help it. That's just the phase of life we're in. So maybe you're in that phase of life, guys. I hope not. But if you are, and somebody's like, hey, what's up? What's new? You could be like, same old, same old.
Exactly. And then describing and very similar, right? As you said before, Jessica, the next one, day in, day out, right? It's like when you describe your routine, I have oatmeal for breakfast day in, day out, right? I go to work at 9 a.m. day in, day out.
Yes, so, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anything you do every day, you could just be like, Yep. I just, all I do is just walk my dogs and work day in, day out. I don't know.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think to me, the beautiful balance is, how do we find that beautiful balance between having structure, which I think, at least for me, is necessary to create things, to build things, and a spontaneity. So yes. It's like, how can we find that balance of doing both?
Right? You know, it's, yeah, I've actually had conversations about this exact thing a lot with my friends in the past year, really. And this is how I've been putting it to myself and to my friends. Like, I need to renegotiate my relationship with time because, I think we all need to do this, right? Because all of our listeners, you guys are adults, we're all busy, there's families and work, but we have priorities, and life isn't about just work and making money, right? We have to make our priorities a balance, and family and exploring the world. All of this stuff is equally important. So sort of like negotiating your relationship with time, thinking, okay, the morning, this is for work. The afternoon, this is for my family, or, you know, whatever fits your life.
Yeah. And we're so lucky that we can do that. I mean, and I think a lot of workplaces are moving towards that model a bit more. Even the corporate world.
Yeah.
They're giving employees more choices, right? The whole team is having more options, right? In terms of how to structure your day and when you work best. So yeah, I'm thankful for sure. But guys, we want today's episode to inspire you to go out and see the world if you can, or just see a new part of your city. It doesn't mean you have to get on a plane and fly 12 hours, right? It could be go to a new neighborhood in your city that you've never explored.
Yes, this weekend, guys, find an event. Find something new and interesting to do. This weekend, James and I are going to a recycled art festival. Like, there's always something happening, guys, if you live in a city. So go find something.
Yeah, that activity sounds very Portland, I have to say.
I know.
It is right on Portland. Spot on for Portland. Awesome. All right, I love it. All right, well, this has been so fun, and thank you to Barack for this really great question. Guys, send us your questions. Send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and if it's a great and very specific question, we'll answer it on the show for you. Okay?
Yes, cool. I love it. Oh, yes, go out and explore, guys.
Yeah. All right, Jessica, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.